Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today we look at the companion piece to Uncle Will's 44th sonnet. No prizes for knowing that this is number 45. As we are so fond of saying that Uncle Will encapsulated these complex thoughts into only 14 lines, well, this one apparently needed 28 in total. A quick recap of part one. We find Uncle Will lamenting being far away from his lover. He imagines that if he was not encumbered by his corporeal body, he could move as quickly as thought across land and sea to be with his love, but grows sad when he realizes that he is tied to his physical body and the laws of physics. In the first quatrain of Sonnet 45, Uncle Will puts on his scientific hat. Not really. And explains that the two elements that make up his soul are lightweight air and cleansing fire. He tells his lover that these two elements are always with them, no matter where Uncle Will lives. The first of the elements, the air, is Uncle Will's very thoughts. The other, fire, is his, well, desire. He says that they move freely between them, swiftly sliding between being present with William and being absent from him as they move to his lover.
The other two, slight air and purging fire, are both with thee wherever I abide. The first my thought, the other my desire, these present, absent, with swift motion slide.
In the second quatrain, William expands his understanding of his component parts by saying that he is made up in total of four elements, the lighter two of which carry his light and amorous messages to his love, the other two stay with him, weighing him down, nearly to death, sinking into deep despair.
For when these quicker elements are gone, in tender embassy of love to thee, my life, being made of four, with two alone, sinks down to death, oppressed with melancholy.
In the third quatrain, William confesses that he remains in this low, weighty, and unbalanced state until his swift thoughts and desires return to him with messages of his love, relaying their news of his lover's good health.
Until life's composition be recurred by those swift messengers returned from thee, who even but now come back again assured of thy fair health, recounting it to me.
In the final couplet, Uncle Will says that upon learning that his love is well, it brings him great joy, and he is uplifted, but the feeling fades quickly as he sends his thoughts and desires once again away to his lover, leaving him to sink once again into sadness.
This told, I joy, but then, no longer glad, I send them back again, and straight grow sad.
This idea of imbalance is intriguing. When his mind and desire flies to his lover, he is left to sink under the weight of his physical existence, and it is only when his mind returns can balance be restored, but because he is missing his love, his thoughts and desires depart for them again, and the cycle continues, and can only end when they are finally together. Incredibly romantic. Until you realize that he wasn't writing about his wife. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.